Richard, in this paper you've applied classical thermodynamics to the problem of void nuclear action in irradiated materials. What was the motivation for this?
Well, one of the outstanding problems in developing a practical fusion power plant, apart from control of the plasma, is developing suitable materials for use in the structure of the reactor. These materials are exposed to intense radiation by high-energy neutrons spat out by the fusion reaction. These neutrons can collide with nuclei of atoms in the structure of the reactor, making them radioactive in turn, and hence releasing helium directly into the material by alpha decay.
So how much helium can we expect to form?
Under fusion radiation conditions, we'd expect about 10 to 20 atomic parts per million of helium per dpa radiation damage. So over its lifetime, these materials in a reactor will probably experience 100 to 150 dpa, so probably 1500 to 2000 appm helium. This helium then forms tiny bubbles within the material, with two consequences. Firstly, the material can swell up like a balloon, expanding by tens of a percent. Secondly, the formation of high-pressure bubbles, particularly at grain boundaries, is thought to be an important influence on the embrittlement of materials under neutron irradiation. There are plenty of models of helium bubble growth, but these mainly seem to assume a fixed number density of bubbles with no nucleation, and I wondered where this assumption came from, and if it could be justified, and, if not, could a better nucleation model be obtained? As the helium in solution in iron sits in the octahedral interstices and is known to self-interact, that is, the behaviour of one helium atom is influenced by any nearby helium atoms, I approached the problem in a quasi-chemical framework, trying to find an estimate for, first of all, the solubility of helium in iron, and hence the critical size for a nucleated bubble.
And what did you find?
I found that the quasi-chemical approach was really not necessary, as the helium concentrations under irradiation are really too low for quasi-chemical deviations from Henryian behaviour to have an effect. Most of the helium produced rapidly migrates to microstructural traps, such as dislocations in the grain boundaries, so can't really be considered to be in solution. However, helium is so insoluble in iron that even at such low concentrations, the iron is still supersaturated, and any nucleation site can be considered activated, as the critical nucleation size is smaller than one atom diameter. This, I think, justifies the fixed number density assumption I mentioned earlier. Bubble appearance is therefore dominated by the arrival rate of helium at nucleation sites, rather than the nucleation rate.
And there's no consideration of surface energies and nucleation at grain boundaries in this model. What about those?
Well, my model doesn't really take surface energy into account. There's such a supersaturation of helium and the critical nucleus size is so low that varying surface energy doesn't really have a great effect. In reality, there frequently are concentrations of bubbles on grain boundaries, but I suspect this is due more to pipe diffusion of helium along the boundaries to nucleation sites, thus allowing them to grow faster than other sites in the matrix.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.